All right. So we started the Shita of the Ravid yesterday. I'd like to review the Rambams that gave way to the Ravid, and then we'll see if we could just clarify as best we can the position of the Ravid, and hopefully at least introduce the fourth and final Shita in this discussion, namely that of the Chinuch. And if we need to, we'll finish up next week. And then maybe get back to some halacha-oriented topics. So in the third parak of Hilchos Tshuva, the Rambam says, Kol echad ve'echad mibnei ha'adam yesh lo zechuyos ve'avonos. Simply enough, every person has merits and demerits. Everyone has things that have inured to his benefit, or her benefit, and at the same time, they have things that maybe they've done that detract from their standing. Simple enough. Tzaddik. Wow. Rambam says you are considered, at least on some level, a tzaddik if your zechusim outweigh your avonos. Conversely, if you have more avonos than zechuyos, you are a rasha. Mechza lemechza, as we would say today, mechza, mechza umechza, or as Adam likes to say,
mechza uumemza,
chetzi chetzi, chetzi chetzi. Okay, all right, lomashana. V'chein ha-medina, im hayu zechuyos kol yosheveha merubos al avonosayhem, hare zu tzadekes. Ve'im hayu avanosehem mirubin harezu risha. Ve'chein kol ha'olam kulo. All right. Adam, halacha beis, she'avanosav mirubin al-zuchayosav.
Where is this found?
This halacha beis, same place as halacha aleph.
Where was halacha aleph?
Hilchos Tshuva, as I said at the outset.
Sorry.
That's okay.
Which pair?
Perek Gimel.
Oh, okay.
Al Zechuyoso. Miyad hu meis berisho. Shenermar al rov avonecha v'chulei. V'chein medina sh'avonoseha merubin miyad hi ovedas. Shenermar za'akas sedom v'amora ki rabo. V'chein kol ha'om kulo. Im hayu avonosei merubin miyad hein nishchosin. So it's good to know, at least according to this standard, the world apparently is not quite as bad as you might think. Going to the Rambam, the world would be destroyed if its avonos outweighed its... That's exactly right. That's why, that's the pasuk that he quotes. Vayar Hashem ki rabo ra'as ha'adam ba'aretz.
Oh, but the earth wasn't destroyed.
Well, the essentially yeah, was.
Was.
The
inhabitants.
The earth wasn't destroyed, but the on some level...
But it's impossible then for the world to be Russia, because if they would deserve of destruction, then they wouldn't get it.
I understand.
I thought, okay, I'm finally leaving this key existential idea unresolved.
It's not that it's going to be unresolved. We'll do our best, but you have to understand it's not the focal point of our discussion at the moment. So,
right.
If every time something tangential comes up, we would spend time talking about that, we would never get anywhere.
Did people call the Rosh Yeshiva?
Kol mi she nichem al ha-mitzvos she asa. If a person does mitzvos and then regrets having done them, v'saha al ha-zechuyos v'amar b'libo umaho alti basi asan ulai lo asisi osan hareze ibedes kulon v'ein mazkirin lo sheim zechus ba'olam shenemar v'tzidkas ha-tzadik lo tzatzi lenu b'yom risho ein ze ela b'saha al ha-rishonos. Kishem sheshokan avonos adam v'zichuyoso b'shas misaso kach b'chol shana v'shana. In addition to the accounting, says the Rambam, that takes place at the time of a person's death, there is also an annual accounting b'chol shana v'shana shokan avonos kol echad ve'echad miboy ha'olam im zichuyoso b'yom tov shel Rosh Hashanah mishanim tzadik. Nechtam l'chaim. Mi shenimtza rasha, nechtam l'misa. V'habeinu nitolin ad Yom HaKippurim, im asa tshuva nechtam l'chaim v'im lav nechtam l'misa. Says the Ravid, Amar Avram. Actually, there's one case where it doesn't say Amar Avram. Adam shavonosav merubin al zuchuyosa. Oh, it does say Amar Avram. Just a little later on. Adam shavonosav merubin al zuchuyosa miyad hu meis berisho. Going back to Halacha Beis. Amar Avram. Lo kemoshe hu sover. Kishamro rishayim nechtamim la'alter la'misa shemiyad meisim. Veino kein. Ki yesh rishayim chayim harbei. El nechtam al alter shalo yimolu yimeyam l'shnei hadar shenigzer alav ve'ikar davar zeba yivamas. The Ravid is saying that when the Gemara talks about the Rishayim or the Tzadikim being nechtavim v'nechtamim, referring specifically to our Gemara Rosh Hashanah Daf Tazayim and Beis, it says when Rishayim are nechtam al alter l'misa, it doesn't mean they die right away. Ain't okay. Yesh Rishayim Chaim Harbe. It doesn't mean they're going to even die during the course of that year. Ella Nechtamim La'alter. What does that mean? Shal Yimali Yimehem L'Shnei Hadar Shenigzir Olav. So, based on a Gemara in Yevamos, the Ravid has the following sheet over here. Namely, that the terms Chaim and Misa in the Gemara in Masachas Rosh Hashanah that are used by Rav Kruspidai are yes, like the Ramban says, Ba'olam Haza, they refer to Olam Haza, but they don't refer to actual death or suffering, like the Ramban said. And Misa doesn't necessarily refer to some type of reward or actual. Why don't you take a minute and just pick those all up?
You realize how much to pile that?
Yeah. So we'll come back to that. David, you keep your eyes peeled for that. So again, the Ravid says Chaim and Misa refer, yes, to Olam Haza, but not to the year to come necessarily. Rather, he says, if we want, we'll take a look at the Gemara Yevamos in a minute, maybe to see where exactly he learns this out from. But he says that a person at the time of his or her birth is determined to live until a certain point in time, a certain length.
Expiration date.
I'm sorry?
Expiration date.
Yeah, he has an expiration date of sorts. And no more, no less. And on Rosh Hashanah, according to the Ravid, what happens is the person is judged every year to see if he or she deserves to live to that point. If he comes out as a tzaddik, meaning comes out some way with his zechusim warranting that he be rewarded. So the reward is that he gets to continue to live towards his original expiration date. Aval, however, if we say that now he's on some level a rasha, so there's a cheshbon made to take away from the original lifespan. His lifespan originally determined lifespan is diminished. Now what happens if you see that a tzaddik dies very young? So one possibility is that was just his originally determined date of death. Doesn't mean that he necessarily did something wrong. Now why would it be that a person has a specific time when it's determined that he will die? That we don't know from this Ravid, and you also don't know what does it mean that there's a time that the person's determined to die, and then his life is either shortened or it's not shortened. It's, it kind of sounds like a funny kind of thing.
Yeah,
so that brings up a whole other question that Adam's going to be bothered by, namely, if a Kadosh Baruch Hu knows the way the events of the world are going to play out. So what does it mean that really his life expectancy is this, but he may or may not make it there? Well, what do you mean? HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows at that moment exactly how it's going to be.
But he knew from the first day he was born.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
So then why not set the expression date?
I'm just saying, it seems like somewhat academic. it seems like an academic thing to say there is this date, and now we do want to determine whether or not you are or not going to make it. But I don't have an answer.
Appreciation.
I don't have an answer for that question. Okay, just trying to explain at least the words of the Ravid. If you see a Rasha, say a Rasha who's living a nice long life, for whatever reason, it was determined that his time of birth, that he's going to live that amount of time.
Longer. I guess, longer will be.
Whatever the time was. Right. But I'm saying you don't have to assume that he's being rewarded for something, according to the Ramban. I mean, sorry, according to the Ravid. According to the Ravid, if you see a Rasha, right. Remember, according to the Ramban, it could be that a person who's otherwise a Rasha but does something that's good, he might be rewarded in this world. He'll get schar in this world, which may translate into living a good life.
Okay.
Enjoying life. According to the Ravid, it could just mean that for whatever reason, as bad as he is, it's not bad enough to detract from his lifespan in such a way that we could appreciate it. Maybe he was supposed to live to 120. And now the reason why he's living to 100 is because he's a Rasha, but his lifespan originally was 120. All I'm saying is, according to the Ravid, it's a much more difficult thing to be able to assess why it is that a person is living a short life or a long life. It's not necessarily a reflection on his deeds, at least based on this little piece here in the Ravid. David, if you could pass me that smelly safer for a second. So the Ein Yaakov. Beg your pardon?
Get a whiff.
Amar Rabbi Krispadel, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Shloshes Sfarim, Neftachim, Rosh Hashanah, Echad Shal Tzadikim, Gemurim, Echad Shal Shem, Gemurim, Echad Shal Beinam, and so on and so forth. Then the Matzah Simon. I don't know why you would look at that.
Well, that's what I looked at.
I thought
we were going to
write
a page of the Gemara.
Yeah, we are. Yes. Just review that very quickly. Just as an interesting fun fact, as David would say, the riff, not the famous riff, the Rishon, but the riff of Yeshaya Pinto in his commentary to the Ein Yaakov, in discussing this Gemara, takes a very similar approach to that of the Ravid, and he says, "V'nira la'anius dati." Based on the Gemara in Hacholetz, "Es mispar yamecha emale elu shnei doros zacha mashlimin lo lo zacha poskin lo." Divrei Rabbi Akiva. The Chachamim zacha mosifin lo lo zacha poskin lo. Says the Rif. Rabbi Shai Pinto, Yesh Levar Ma'amareinu Shal Rabbi Krispadel Lekula Tanai Lesoras Rabbi Akiva. The Savar Tashlumin, I'm sorry, Mashlimilo, Nimtza Kimishas Sefer told us Adam. And this is again something that we can't really understand. We could just describe that according to this opinion, there is some type of predetermined age span, lifespan for a person. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu sets, Katzav HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shnosav Shal Kol Adam Va'Adam, U'Bechol Yom Rosh Hashanah, and every year, on Rosh Hashanah, Yamid Ba'Mishpat Kol Yitzuri Olamim, as the Piyut goes. Shenitzkavtsu Shnosehem, V'imhim Tzadikim Gemurim, if the individual in question is a Tzadik, Menichem, basically, we let him continue on. Menichem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ad Kedei Kitzvas Yimeyim, Shekatzav Lahem, U'Mashlim Lahem Shnosav, V'Nechtavim L'Chayim, Kishaata Roa Asher Yesh Tadikim Shemesim, if you see righteous people who seem to die, and they are dying. So why is that? Oh, Hushanishlama Kitsuasam. They got to the point that was determined that they're at their time of birth. Umidas Yemehem. Vikavan Shinis Malu Shir Yemehem Hey Mesim. Kimi Gavar Yichya Velo Yira Mavas. Every person's going to die. The special ability or capacity of a tzaddik in this regard is that he or she could do that, could live out to the fullest potential of their life expectancy. And their days are diminished. So it's either one of two things. Hushin is damin lahem liyodam eza mitzvah shemachras keneged kama avonos. Like the Ramban said, maybe there's a certain schar that they have that somehow weighs against the avonos and doesn't allow for the avonos to detract from their lifespan. Or it could just mean that they were initially intended to live much longer for whatever reason. If a Russia who doesn't have any zechusim, sheishbo kedei la'achria nechtavon l'misa, right away. V'habeinonim, shashakol mechza al mechza, chetzi chetzi, heim tuluyim ad yom kippurim. What happens then? Im zechu, nechtavon l'chaim mashlimin lahem midas yimeyem. V'im lo zechu, poschen lahem. So this is the sheet of the Ravid. It is expounded upon here by the Rif, not the Rif the Rishon, the Rif the Achron, and this will bring us, I guess, to the end of the third perspective on this Gemara, and put us in position to discuss next time the fourth Shita, the fourth and final Shita, namely that of the Sefer HaKhinah. Okay, we'll see.